Episode 3, Issue Responses 1 through 201. Response 1. Loss of veiling for women, major. Locking of churches outside of Mass, moderate. Response 2. As stated in the survey, the liturgy itself plays the most significant role in the loss of belief in the real presence. But it's not simply a matter of a reverent NO, the ancient Mass must be restored, as it resulted from an organic development inspired by the Holy Spirit. The restoration of the TLM is paramount. Response 3. Priests do not act like they believe in the real presence. We don't need a Eucharistic revival, we need priests who speak and act as if Jesus is truly present and conform the entire liturgy to this truth. Response 4. The survey covers a substantial amount of issues. However, the faithful have no idea the extent or grandeur of God Himself. Thus, it shows up in how they attend Mass. We have departed away from the holy sacrifice of the Mass and made it less about God and Jesus' sacrifice and more about humans. We, humans, are here to serve God and His will for Aeschylus of us. Adoration, reverence, and humility need to be restored. Response 5. Poor/non-existent catechesis of children. Response 6. Society denies existence of God. Catholics need to be strong in their beliefs, educated to know about their faith and how to stand up for it boldly in public. Response 7. If lay Eucharistic ministers are, there is a lack of catechesis around reverence for Christ in the Eucharist. They should not be allowed to serve in this position unless they understand and demonstrate this reverence. Response 8. Lack of personal devotions in the home, Bible reading, rosary, etc. Response 9. There are priests who keep parish doors locked, outside of Mass times. They will not allow anyone to pray in our Lord's presence. The Catholic Church should be open and available at least for specific time, even more so when there is a priest living on church grounds in the rectory. If the priests believe Jesus was truly present in the tabernacle, they should want all to have access to Him. Response 10. Clergy and laity disregard the presence of our Lord in the sanctuary. Response 11. Clergy who do not seem to believe in the Eucharist or genuine Catholicism. Response 12. Priests and the Catholic Church are directly responsible for the results. Priests' homilies are at an all-time low. The world is spinning out of control and priests are afraid to address important or controversial issues. Abortion is almost never mentioned. Divorce is never talked about. The fact that we will be judged by God for our sins, which will determine eternity for our souls, is never directly mentioned or focused on. Priest homilies are completely lackluster. The world offers entertainment, judgment-free lifestyles where there is no wrong or sin, and the Church tries to compete with that. The Catholic Church will lose 100% of the time that it tries to compete with what the world offers. People are desperately looking for an alternative to the crazy, illogical secular world, and the one thing that the Catholic Church has and the world doesn't, the truth, it is afraid to give/preach. This is why the attendance is dismal at Mass. When priests and other clergy lack faith, why is it a surprise that the laity turn their back on them? Also, the Catholic Church protecting homosexual priests, predator priests, and sexual abusive priests is one of the biggest sins of the Church. Why would laity be expected to show up and participate fully in their faith when the leaders, clergy, of the faith are hypocritical and do not practice the truth? These things should be obvious to the Catholic Church, the fact that they aren't shows how weak it has become. Response 13. Relativism: all these issues might apply to you but not me. This is what they think and say, very closed mind about it. This is rampant among my generation, baby boomers, and any later generations. And earlier generations, maybe has always been, but seems worse. Response 14. The overall casualness and lack of seriousness surrounding the Eucharist and the Mass. People come in workout/beach attire. We should reinforce both must be treated with reverence. Response 15. There has been a loss of decorum, of grandeur when interacting with the Most Holy Eucharist. Response 16. I think talking about the saints in Mass more with their struggles and goodness would help people identify and understand how even the saints were human. Response 17. There is also a lack of focus on confession. It does not seem to be a priority to make that sacrament widely available in order that people are in a state of grace to receive the Holy Eucharist. Most parishes only have confession available for 30 minutes on Saturday prior to that Saturday. Get it out of the way, Sunday Mass. Response 18. Lack of knowledge on the Eucharist. Lack of emphasis on miracles, signs, and wonders in the Church. Response 19. The LM is the Mass of all those Catholics who heard, "Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you," and instead of parting with him, finding him too much for them, i.e. the Protestants, went all the way to Jerusalem with him. The Catholics ate at the table of the Last Supper, were present when the new covenant was made, were with Jesus during the agony in the garden, witnessed the scam trial, the scourging, the crowning, Jesus bearing the cross, being nailed to it and, further, witnessed Jesus give Mary as mother to humanity, and pressed humanity in the person of John to take Mary as a mother. All those Protestants that parted ways with him, that never entered Jerusalem and witnessed all the events unfold, abandoned him before entering Jerusalem and picked up the story of his life again at the resurrection. That's why they don't have the real presence, the Eucharist, don't honor Mary, don't have a corpus on their crosses and don't understand our affection for Peter and the other apostles, scattered during their most trying time. God gave man the LM that recreates all these events in the final moments of Jesus' life. Man gave God the NO modeled on the belief structure of the Protestants who never went all the way to Jerusalem with Jesus. Every LM Catholic knows the difference and the tremendous difference it makes. I would encourage all NO Catholics to seek out their spiritual heritage embodied in the LM. There is nothing this side of heaven as lovely, beautiful, and edifying. https://www.svfsermons.org. Look at the last document on the page, a reflection on how the LM embodies the whole life of Christ. Deo gratias iti Mariae. Response 20. Too many churches have abandoned the organ and rely almost solely on piano. Some churches have 3, 4, 5-piece bands. Congregations applauding after music, after Mass. Congregation showing grave lack of respect by their attire. Failure of clergy to catechize. Lay Eucharistic ministers. Response 21. Preaching truth in relationship to the gospel and living out our lives today. Catechesis in the church is so bad. With 3 churches and approximately 800 families, we have 10 families who attend faith formation on Wed nights. So sad. Response 22. The disposition of the priest while saying Mass, i.e. the elimination of canonical figures after the consecration and the careless manner in which the ablutions are now done. Additionally, many priests and faithful no longer genuflect, even where it is prescribed in the scant rubrics of the NOM. Response 23. Historical catechesis. Protection from the diabolic. Catechesis on the supernatural. Response 24. Immodest dress of women, halter tops, pump heels, excessive makeup, showy hairstyles, tight clothing, plunging necklines, shorts and short skirts, and men, tight shirts and wearing shorts, long hair, excessive cologne, in the church. Response 25. Why does this survey not ask about faith formation at home and the individual's experience of holy matrimony? Why are the questions only pointed around logistics at the parish, liturgical reform, clergy, etc., and not in living faith at home, where true disciples are formed? It's the parents' responsibility to reveal the true presence of our Lord everywhere. This is where we lose Catholics. Response 26. Poor homilies. No catechesis from the pulpit. Response 27. Clergy casual attitude toward holy objects. Bishops who teach contrary to tradition. Response 28. 1. No talking about it. 2. Being embarrassed by the teaching. 3. Lack of joy, lack of wonder, at being a witness to a miracle each Sunday. A miracle every Sunday is, to use a secular phrase, a selling point. Response 29. Born in 1962, I had a woeful catechesis which hardly addressed my questions or helped me fight the cultural influences of the times. The only thing that helped was a better understanding of my dignity made in the image and likeness of God, male and female, through learning JPII theology is the body, which in turn taught me the immense value and meaning of the Eucharist. Under Pope Francis, this teaching has all but been eliminated or at least majorly downplayed. Response 30. The lack of real fatherhood in the priesthood. Scripture speaks of which father would give his son a stone when he asked for bread. I state with great sadness that I've never known a New Order priest to ever show interest in transmitting the true richness of our faith. I came to the faith as an orphan looking for family, true family. I thought, even Christ had a family, father and mother, and so I looked for one in the New Order Church because that was all I knew to look within. I finally left New Church because it seemed fake and nothing I would die for, much less live for. By God's grace, I found the true holy sacrifice of the Mass almost 4 years ago, and for the first time, though my time to have my own family had gone, I did find my father and mother in the Holy of Holies. This is what I will die for, and this is what I shall live for. This is the Mass, the Church, the Holy Family that formed great men like Saint John Bosco. He was a true priest who lived the fatherhood of his priesthood. He still does. Response 31. Cultural mockery and misrepresentation of Catholicism, films, TV, books, that is not addressed or corrected by laity or the hierarchy of the Church. Some of them are self-identified as Catholic in topic or nature, such as the Saint Padre Pio film, but portray heretical, sacrilegious, or other problematic content. Response 32. Priests not responding appropriately when the Blessed Sacrament falls on the ground. Response 33. Confusing messages and questionable dialogue being released by cardinals, archbishops, and even the Pope. Response 34. Bergoglio canceling in-person liturgy for Easter 2020, effectively telling people they can get COVID from the shared chalice of precious blood makes it not so precious after all. If it is / was the body, blood, soul and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is no way you can get COVID / further pulling the holy water from the entrance to churches implies you can get COVID from the water. Apparently not so holy after all. On top of everything else, fear has been cultivated instead of faith by Bergoglio downward. Response 35. Homilies that do not just give us reflection of the gospel, but give us real-life teachings of our daily lives in family, school, workplace, politics, social morals, etc. Response 36. Teaching the evolutionary mindset that God only created the world billions of years ago and so his word is not trustworthy in Genesis, therefore why should we believe scripture when it says, "This is my body"? Response 37. Making his presence known and felt is God's part. God does not do miracles but rather is miraculous by nature. When his glory is present, people heal, both physically and emotionally. I have seen Eucharist heal once, and mostly I've seen it be a communion ritual. Response 38. At the Ascension in Luke's Gospel, Jesus sent them out to preach repentance. Does anyone preach repentance? Response 39. Many priests seem to have lost their faith and don't believe in the true presence. This is obvious in how they pray the Mass and make changes, inserting commentary and making jokes. Mass has become so casual people don't know what's happening on the altar. There is no mention of confession or that sin even exists. I have had my children told in confession that the sins they were confessing weren't really sins. As their mother, I knew their sins and we would go over the Ten Commandments before going to confession. Also at weddings and baptisms, no instructions to non-Catholics about the true presence and proper conduct and requirements for receiving the Eucharist. Homilies focus on community love and openness to others, which is important but completely one-sided and out of context. Always about how God loves us and is always there for everyone, but never focusing or mentioning that we offend God when we break His commandments. In the end, homilies have become Democrat talking points and humanistic agenda. Not what Jesus thought, and therefore the Holy Eucharist disappears against the confusing milieu of the woke lens. I could go on for hours. Apologies for the length and rambling. Thank you for asking, and may God bless us and help us. Deus Semper Vincit. Response 40. Casual dress is the norm. We do not come dressed fit to meet the King. No one says anything about it anymore. Response 41. Communion in the hand. Response 42. Catechesis methodology needs liturgical and scriptural emphasis after Orthodoxy, especially in sacramental preparation of children and youth. Catholic education institutions need a full reform. Bishops must be good shepherds according to traditional ecclesiastical standards as church fathers teach. Response 43. I am now reading Eric Simmons' book Deadly Indifference. I believe that the Vatican promoting ecumenism and interreligious dialogue, all religions are equal, that people don't really go to hell, downplaying sin, divorced and remarried can receive Holy Communion, no emphasis on confession, has all contributed to a loss of belief in the real presence. This is in addition to the factors that you raised in the survey. Response 44. The impact of what I would call creeping Protestantism into the liturgy. For example, the exchange of the sign of peace with one another has become an overly casual moment in what should be a holy, sacred, and serious worship of the Lord. Another example, just yesterday I noticed that one of the extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist was dressed in a t-shirt, shorts, and tennis shoes. It's one thing to not require more appropriate dress, but to simply accept it as normal suggests to people that the liturgy is unserious. Response 45. Less frequent kneeling and bowing heads. Response 46. Being appropriately and modestly dressed at Mass. Keeping the Lord's Day holy by avoiding unnecessary work and missing Mass for other events. Response 47. Lack of catechesis in CCD programs and Catholic schools. Response 48. Politician priests more interested in what people think of them than teaching hard things. Pope Francis' egregious behavior causing great confusion. Response 49. Removal of beauty in our churches which lift our eyes to heaven. Response 50. Failure of bishops and cardinals to profess the Catholic faith as described by Jesus Christ. They fail to stand up to social issues that require their testimony to their members of their diocese. Response 51. Reception of the Eucharist kneeling. Response 52. Emphasizing the importance of Mass on Sunday. It is a serious sin that keeps us separated from God. Response 53. Most Catholics did not receive catechesis in elementary to high school, or in religious education classes. Conversions are about numbers, not education. All religious education students of any type 8th grade plus required to read Jesus and Jewish Roots of Eucharist. All those in study to convert also read and discuss JJRE. All parishes offer classes on JJRE led by a trained, knowledgeable leader. Ascension Publisher develop study/video program on JJRE conducted by a priest or deacon. Need I go on? Response 54. The cancellation of good priests is disturbing. The failure to punish McCarrick in a reasonable time frame. The elevation of his cronies to cardinals. The worldliness of some of the bishops and cardinals. Lack of consistent teaching of doctrine. All of this has led to my confusion and lack of trust within the clergy and has resulted in my failure to attend Mass and receive the sacraments. I have faith but question the teachings and behaviors of our leadership. Response 55. the change to Novus Ordo Mass. I am in my 70s, so just barely remember the awe and reverence for Jesus in the Holy in the TLM. I am grateful to have that memory, but looking back over my lifetime, I see the great damage that change has made. Response 56. Teaching that God is transcendent and that Jesus was 100% human and 100% divine in the time and space as an example of how the real presence is possible. Response 57. Not keeping the sanctuary of the church for only religious events. Response 58. Teaching people how to pray and meditate and be silent to hear our Lord speak during Eucharistic adoration. Response 59. Cowardly bishops that allow sacrilege and scandals to continue unabated. Response 60. Laity coming to Mass dressed casually. Response 61. How the priest prays the Eucharistic prayers and prayers of consecration. He can miss the mark in other areas, but if he gets that right, slow, intentional, humble, reverent, it makes a tremendous difference. If he recites them like 9 a.m. Catholic briefing.it will be hard for that to punch through the noise of the world. Response 62. I am a woman and I firmly state that women and girls have absolutely no place in the Mass. They beautifully belong fulfilling roles in altar and rosary societies, sodalities, and a myriad of other integral groups that are a needed heartbeat in the parish. This also means that they do not belong on parish councils. Women must imitate Mary. Also, Eucharistic ministers are the unconsecrated hands of Satan. We do not need to receive under both species, body, blood, soul and divinity is already complete in the host. This leads to confusion, people think that they didn't get the whole Jesus if they don't have both. Why do we persist in fortifying this confusion? Being offered the precious blood should be absolutely reserved for auspicious occasions such as the bride and groom at their nuptial Mass. I have witnessed the precious blood being spilled and then walked through after an inadequate attempt to take care of the spill. I could go on for many pages, but there is not enough space here. Response 63. A lack of teaching on the proper way of dressing for Mass. I don't mean suits and ties and formal wear, but insistence on no shorts, mini skirts, sleeveless, etc. Response 64. Clergy's emphasis on ecumenism, at the expense of pointing out the fundamental distinction between the Catholic real presence in the Eucharist versus what is found in all Protestant denominations, never mind every non-Christian faith. Response 65. Not preaching on certain major sins. Abortion, living together before marriage, not encouraging the laity to stand up for the truth, even in difficult cases. Please give more sermons on our everyday life. Response 66. The casual attitude and lack of respect during Holy Mass. I've witnessed people knitting, joking around and talking during the consecration. And yet, these same people are all paying attention when it's time to shake hands. Response 67. Lack of modesty and appropriate dress for Mass, sacraments and church events for both male and female. Response 68. The Novus Ordo Mass, introduced through Vatican II as a Trojan horse in order to abolish the TLM. Response 69. Little to no catechesis on Christ's death in order to leave us with the Eucharist, the precepts of the Church, Sunday obligation especially, modest dress, especially attending Mass and receiving other sacraments, the Ten Commandments, the reality of hell, why God demands adoration. Response 70. Teaching young children at an early age about Christ's true presence and encouraging family adoration. Response 71. No veils worn by women in the church. Response 72. People need to be required to receive the Eucharist kneeling and on the tongue. When I did this, it greatly increased my belief in the real presence in the Eucharist. Response 73. Women on the altar as deacons, as well as poor Catholic school catechesis. The major dioceses in the U.S. are more culturally Catholic than actually formed Catholics who are faithful. Response 74. strangulation of the extraordinary form of the VMAS. Response 75. Little to no reverence before and after mass. Loud talking, no use of inside voices while people congregate inside church rather than socializing outside, even choral directors talk loudly. Hard to pray before or after mass, with all the noise. Response 76. This isn't exactly additional, I just didn't know another way to get this in here. I don't think the music issue is fairly characterized as sacred, i.e., Latin or otherwise high churchy, versus modernist, English, down-to-earth, music. Many of the widely available English hymns are plenty conducive to belief in and appreciation of the real presence. The big problem is the many that make us rather than God the focal point of attention, or that give the impression that one need not repent of and eradicate any sins in order to be a-okay with God. Response 77. Focus on catechism programs that do not fully teach the true teaching of the Catholic faith and Mass ES for youth, which are more like attending a performance or concert. Once they move beyond entertainment, I find they are more prone to leave the faith. Response 78. Homilies. Response 79. The Pope's openly public acceptance of homosexuality and cult-like religions, both in his attendance and his approval of allowing demonic and cult worshippers to come into the Vatican. Response 80. The clergy's lack of reverence is a significant issue. A lack of personal piety and faith from the clergy is a significant issue. Priests appearing to be going through the motions is a significant issue. Response 81. Lack of the church to adequately squash the falsehoods of relativism, accepting of synods rather than their sins, supporting the cultural myth that everyone goes to heaven. Response 82. The eviscerated prayers formerly known as the propers, and the old missal which emphasized the sacrificial nature of the mass for a more Protestant liturgical form. Response 83. Failure of poorly catechized parents to pass down the subject of the real presence. Generational ignorance plus lack of homily emphasis on it. Also, failure of teachers in the Catholic school system to understand and convey this is a huge issue. Lastly, failure of all, clergy, catechists, parents, to tie the importance of confession with the real presence. Response 84. The bishop's response to the government mandates on lockdowns especially struck an enormous blow to Catholic reverence for the Christ in the real presence and the absolute necessity of receiving him. Probably more than anything else, by so willingly acquiescing to the government's will, the bishops communicated that receiving Jesus was optional. Their cowardice in failing to stand up for the faithful was devastating to us. How disgraceful to communicate fear, to leave thousands of people to die alone without benefit of receiving spiritual food for the journey, to isolate the lonely and sick from the benefit of community and the Holy Eucharist. The bishops owe their people a profound apology and a vow to never deny the faithful to the body, soul and divinity of Christ again. Response 85. Parish and family culture of reverence and faithfulness, strong community of believers. Response 86. The double-sidedness in the church. A priest that touts the Eucharistic on the tongue but has no problem handing our Lord over to old women to bring communion to nursing homes and homebound. The bishops shuttering the churches without blinking during COVID but whining now that their clear example of disregard has taken root with the faithful. Response 87. Bishops allowed churches to be closed during COVID denying sacraments to the faithful. Response 88. I think it is very negative that, in general, the word Eucharist is used to mean Holy Communion / the real presence in the consecrated species. In church documents, in general, Eucharist means the Mass, see Lumen Gentium 11, which was practically misquoted in CCC. I think the Eucharistic revival should be focusing on the Eucharistic sacrifice rather than the real presence. Without understanding Mass, there will not be heart belief. Response 89. Have access to the sacrament of penance at times accessible to people who work or students. Response 90. Bring back regular, not just once a week, Eucharistic adoration, especially 24 and 40 hours. Response 91. Removal of asperges. The sanctus being changed. The Alleluia sung to the proper melodies in the gradual Ramanam is likewise suppressed, as this is supposed to be sung, in theory, by everyone but has not. These are more minor but still impactful. Response 92. Communion kneeling on the tongue from a priest, no EMs, is the number one issue with the real presence. Response 93. Missing Mass for no good reason is a mortal sin. Response 94. Failure of the Church to properly teach the laity. If the Church expects parents to teach their children, how is that possible if the parents haven't been catechized properly? The blind leading the blind. Response 95. Removing the opportunity to receive Eucharist during times of sickness. No cup and no tongue during flu season, not to mention no Mass at all during COVID. Kneeler is a great way to better prepare to receive rather the drive-up window approach. Response 96. Offering both species of the Eucharist to congregants. Response 97. Numerous changes to the liturgical calendar in terms of the seasons and removal of holy days of obligation, vigils, and octaves. Response 98. Laity receiving from the chalice. Response 99. Catechism of children, receiving in the hand, and lack of offering of reparation for sacrilege against the real presence. Corvid was a death knell to faith in the Eucharist. How could it be vital to the eternal life of the soul when churches closed and denied the Eucharist rather than risk infection and priests did not fight to bring the Eucharist to those dying in hospitals? Response 100. Manner of dress for Mass by laity, no head covering for women. Response 101. Proper modest attire to be worn in the presence of God. Response 102. Speaking one-on-one with parishioners. A refresher course for adults on the Eucharist, failure to be involved in the Eucharistic revival. Response 103. The use of the term real presence, in place of stressing this is no longer bread, but is the body, blood, soul and divinity of our Lord, Jesus Christ, has diminished the reality of transubstantiation to the level of a Protestant sect. Also, the use of hymns at the Eucharist and offertory that stress bread and wine shifts focus away from God and toward community. References to a meal are likewise problematic. Even historically, in the first century, the meal was a separate event, communal, yes, but separate from the liturgy. Response 104. Casual dress and inappropriate dress. Lack of benediction and the rosary priests not having first sat, mass, and confessions. Response 105. Priests are too cavalier and lackadaisical in their attitude toward it all. They need to lead the way in our reverence. They have to enforce silence in church and reverence in His presence. If they don't have faith, why would we? Response 106. Silly stuff at Mass that doesn't belong at Mass, priest telling jokes, guitars, etc. Response 107. Reverence from priests themselves. Response 108. It's vitally important the home life, and by extension, the teaching life, of the family echoes the Mass, continuously engages in the sacraments, and is faithful to the catechism and magisterium. Even if the family doesn't homeschool, the role of the parents as first and greatest teachers should come into play. Response 109. The lack of the clergy having personal holiness, having traded in for popularity and keeping the peace. The lack of clergy courage to live out and defend all teachings of the faith. Response 110. Inadequate teaching of Scripture in seminaries and dependence in historical critical models that disconnected OT from NT and diminished typology. Response 111. Priests who refuse to give to someone kneeling or on their tongue, and one of the greatest, closing the churches during the COVID hoax. EMs have destroyed belief. Response 112. Lack of opportunities to encounter Jesus in the real presence. Lack of catechesis beginning at an early age. Lack of examples of the effect of dedication to adoration shown from laity and from clergy. How does this change your life? How does it affect me? Lack of presence in the public square. Concern toward not offending others that squelches the proper evangelization of the real presence. Lack of education and examples of how to be apologists and evangelizers. Response 113. Our casual clergy approach in the Most Holy Eucharist in they do not demonstrate their belief, they treat Mass as though it is just a symbol not the true presence. Also total silence by bishops on what matters. They focus on political correctness and protection rather than on the truth. Our clergy have lost the faith and love for God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, as well as our Most Blessed Mother, Mary Most Virgin and our Mother. Response 114. The posture of the priest as well. For example, under the TLM, the priest holds our Lord between his thumb and finger, which he keeps pinched when not holding our Lord for fear that there could be the smallest of particles lost. When a priest maintains this even under the novice ordo I, his reverence is not questioned and extends to all of his actions, which in turn influences the parish. Response 115. Kneeling and receiving on the tongue should be encouraged, if not brought back everywhere, even if it is just putting a kneeler in the front of the church for optional use. I have seen this in a few churches. Churches that still have an altar rail should use it for communion, even if people stand for communion. There should be silence in the church, talk in the narthex or outside. There should be a letter, or something similar, indicating the proper dress for church, specifically about modesty. This is not just a women and girls issue. I have seen some pretty disgusting displays on men and boys. Response 116. Our cardinals and bishops were cowards who shut down churches and took the sacraments away from the people for 2 years. It showed the laity that clergy did not regard their importance and far too many people left the church. In addition, the way the Pope and bishops are cracking down on the celebration of the Tridentine Mass is absurd. If those people are going to Holy Mass and believe in the real presence, why try to stop that? Seems counterproductive to trying to grow the faith by cutting off those who try to practice it faithfully. Response 117. Only priests and deacons should handle the sacred vessels. Response 118. First communion expectations of families, catechesis, seminary and training, Catholic school teacher/admin training, bishops leading well their diocese in holiness and being a witness themselves. Response 119. Lack of a personal, intimate, trusting relationship with Jesus due to a lack of prayer life, lack of modeling, the breakdown of the family, bad Catholic education, and minimal cultural support. All of the externals in the survey are helpful, but without that personal encounter with the Lord, it can become slavish, scrupulous, and devoid of real meaning. Response 120. President Biden not being publicly excommunicated for his continual actions in support of abortion, including making the sign of the cross at a pro-abortion gathering. Response 121. Failure to preach on the real presence in the homily. I felt strongly when the bishops announced the Eucharistic revival that they could have better addressed the problem by requiring priests to preach on the real presence at least once a month for the 3 years, and then at least once quarterly every year thereafter. Response 122. The lack of the sacredness, set aside/holiness, of the attitudes, language, verbal and non-verbal, and the suppression of Orthodox laity that love the reverence of sacred traditions. People that don't dress as if they are attending a royal banquet is another one. Response 123. Neglect of the role of the Holy Spirit in our Christian walk and imploring His help. Response 124. Priests are God's anointed. Catholics have lost this reverence. We've become slothful in our respect. Also, priests don't give many sermons on the truth of hell. We are all sinners and not one of us is worthy of eternal life. Our life is a precious gift. We've lost our way. Response 125. Lack of catechesis from the pulpit. Response 126. Loss of good religious sisters teaching in the Catholic schools. Requiring a modest dress code at Mass. Response 127. There isn't enough prayer within our families with kids, we allow the world from detaching us from what truly matters. Having a personal relationship with Jesus. Response 128. Gum chewing and lack of reverence in the reception of the Eucharist. Response 129. Not emphasized by lots of priests in homilies. Response 130. Loss of true Catholic teaching in schools, true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, no ringing of the bells when Eucharistic is consecrated. Response 131. Having a modernist pope. Response 132. Remove the political pressures on diocesan priests and permit them to teach the laity in conformity with the catechism even if it's counterculture. Also, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is not a theater production, stop introducing lectors, door greeter, organist. Is there any reason why there is no reverence for the Eucharist? Also, as a child of the 1970s, I only experienced the NO Mass. With all of the controversy surrounding the TLM, I became curious and looked it up on YouTube. I cried, I couldn't believe the reverence for the Eucharist and said no wonder the devil wants this suppressed. Thanks for all you do and would suggest you open up your membership to all lay Catholics throughout the country. Cast the net wide and watch God do the miraculous, folded hands. Response 133. Lack of adoration and adoration in disrespectful and casual ways. Poor quality music and heterodox lyrics. Reference to a meal. Response 134. Laity lack of reverence plus respect in behavior plus dress in church. Immodest, short shorts slash halter tops slash mini dresses, gym clothes on girls plus women. Men in gym shorts plus flip-flops, sloppy t-shirts, behavior laughing, talking, joking in church before plus after Mass. Parents not exhibiting holiness, hands crossed during Mass, plus returning to seat after communion. Parents allowing their children to run back to seat after communion or blessing. Parents bringing food plus drink to Mass for their children, goldfish, cookies, apple juice, etc. Leaving their area a mess, food on floor plus on pews, songbook slash Mass, brochures slash bulletins wadded up plus in complete disarray. Clapping should never happen at Mass. Priests remind the laity to say the rosary every day plus the importance of daily family rosary plus family prayer. Our once holy Catholic Church has been degraded to an ordinary Protestant service. Loudly crying face. Response 135. Lack of understanding of the Mass. Its structural and biblical format. Response 136. A decrease in the overall sense of reverence, lack of emphasis by clergy on the Eucharistic revival. Response 137. Encourage reading the Catechism of the Catholic Church to renew everyone in the Church. The proffered survey questions are inaccurately leading to answers the author of the survey desires. Not applicable should have been an option. Response 138. Priests giving the okay for Catholics to attend weddings of fallen away Catholics outside the Church. Response 139. Pastor's presence lacking and not involved in Eucharist events at the parish level. Too many laity taking the place of pastor. Response 140. Lack of teaching. Response 141. You do not listen to these surveys or to people who believe this, and therefore you do nothing to change any of this. Response 142. Discussion of what's going on in Rome and how it applies in the parish. Priest setting a good example for expectations of reverence. Availability of confession and adoration. Response 143. Trying to rid of the TLM. Response 144. Stopped saying St. Michael prayer after Mass, families/people's failure to do daily mental prayer and also the rosary. Response 145. The lack of courage by bishops to confront secular authority and continue to offer the sacrifice of the Mass through the start of COVID pandemic. Our bishops showed secular authority, fear, and submission to masking and distancing were superior to Christ's celebration of the Eucharist. Response 146. No longer reaching that the Catholic faith is the only true faith, in other words, the narrow road. If all other religions are in communion with the Catholic Church, why become Catholic? Sacred silence is gone. Prayers being made up by clergy who no longer follow the scared prayers established by Church for centuries. Lack of sermons that speak of sin or teach what the fathers of the Church taught. Response 147. Quo primum, in perpetuity. Response 148. Omission of scripture passages about not receiving Holy Communion unworthily in new lectionaries. Response 149. Francis does nothing to indicate that the Mass is a holy sacrifice. Response 150. Attempted suppression of the holy sacrifice of the Mass according to the 1954 Missal and the accompanying authentic Catholic Life 24/7. Response 151. What Cardinal Ottaviani outlined in the Ottaviani intervention about the Novus Ordo. Response 152. You didn't miss per se, but I'd like to comment on the architecture of modern churches that resembles a conference room or stage rather than a sacred space. When one can't tell the difference between a secular and holy place, the ordinary will always overtake the extraordinary. Response 153. New Age practice and heresies such as universalism that have infected the church, clerics, and the laity. I think the spiritual coronavirus of our time is the New Age. Writers like Richard Rohr and practices like centering prayer have infected the minds and hearts of susceptible and unsuspecting Catholics, sometimes making them immune to authentic, traditional Catholic teaching. The real danger of the New Age ideas is that they subtly get close to authentic Catholic theology, and this is one of the oldest tricks in Satan's book. There are many Catholics who have fallen victim to this ploy, and when they do, it is hard to get them back. We should want only what is pure and true, from the teachings of Jesus, authenticated by His Church, His Word, tradition, the Magisterium, to enter our hearts, minds, and souls. I have actually witnessed friends and family, and sadly even some clergy, become blind and deaf to Jesus' truth because they have dabbled in the New Age. I recommend spiritual distancing from all New Age beliefs, teachers, and practices. This virus can be far more deadly. Response 154. There are two issues I see in parishes in my area. 1. Laity raising of the hands during Our Father and doxology at Mass, in direct violation of Instruction on Collaboration, November 13, 1997, which is sacred rubrics reserved for only the priest. 2. Laity applause at the conclusion of every Mass, which only further degrades the sacredness of the Eucharist and Mass, turning it into an hour of cosplay performance art. Response 155. 1. Ongoing adult education should be offered and encouraged. 2. Finding a way to keep the kids interested. 3. Whether you agree or not, shows like The Chosen help Jesus be more relatable. I think that moves people in the mind and heart. Showing Jesus as a man with human challenges. Showing the people of the Bible in everyday struggles with doubts and confusion and bad decisions and His endless love and compassion through all of that. Sadly, I think they don't realize His sacrifice for us, His efforts to teach us and gather us to the Father, then and now. They aren't moved by His sacrifice because they don't feel close to Him. Response 156. Replacing the traditional Latin Mass and clear sacrifice with the Novus Ordo and sense of a meal. Response 157. Poorly trained altar boys. Besides dying well, the most important thing a boy win every do is serve at the altar, and they should be trained so. Response 158. Abandonment of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 159. Modesty in dress in church and in general. Response 160. Abandoning of reverential postures, gestures, and formulas in regard to the Eucharistic species, such as the failure to maintain canonical digits after the consecration, and the often casual approach to the retrieval of the Eucharist should it fall to the ground, including the lack of proper acts of reparation or proper purification of the area. Response 161. The lack of belief in the real presence by our priests is one of the biggest issues as well. If the priests don't believe, then their actions will show it, and thus parishioners will develop the same mindset. Response 162. There needs to be more catechizing of those present at Mass, so they learn as an adult why they are doing what they are doing. Response 163. Very poor catechesis. Response 164. Belief that all religions are the same. That there is no hell, that it takes a village to raise children, parents or two parents aren't really needed. Response 165. The use and enormous influence of social media. You see a lie often enough, you believe it to be the truth. Response 166. The unprecedented Mass Ave reform of the liturgy, replacing the historic Roman rite with an almost entirely new rite, caused terrible upheaval, resulting in Mass Ave loss of faith, especially loss of faith in the real presence. The Pauline Missal should be gradually phased out over the next generation or two, and the Latin Church's ancient liturgy should be re-embraced and restored. Response 167. The poor education of our children. Response 168. Casual attire of laity attending Mass. Response 169. Altar girls. Pope talking about things other than faith. Priests. Priests being soft in confession. Spoiled priests, self-centered priests, priests not displaying holiness and or obligation to their role or to the laity. Clericalism. Priests are better than laity. Response 170. Receiving communion too often just because everyone else is. Maybe would feel self-conscious not receiving. Response 171. The emphasis of the need to be in a state of grace to receive Holy Communion, the importance of reconciliation. Response 172. Sacraments were taken away during the pandemic, like they didn't really matter. Shameful. The jab became the new sacrament. The Church loses credibility, pacemama, fiducia supplicans, traditions custodes, contradicting previous popes. Keep tradition or we will find it underground. Response 173. Closing the churches and cancelling Mass due to COVID. Kind of hard to make the case that the Eucharist is necessary and vital when the bishops didn't even pretend to feel that way. Response 174. Asking the faithful to sing some hymn during communion distribution. I was always taught it was a time for silent commune with Jesus. Response 175. Lack of TLM. Response 176. Failure of bishops to shepherd their priests and Catholics in their diocese by allowing all the mentioned discretions with their priests and within the diocese. Response 177. The increased presence of women in authority positions in the Church, especially on the altar. The loss of the roles of men separate from women and the idea that the priest acts in persona Christi. Response 178. Modernism and the key doctrine as the belief in evolution. This is the key to the thinking that brought about these new liturgical practices. Response 179. The lack of speaking about the saints and their love, devotion and confidence in the Eucharist. The importance of Eucharistic adoration and its transforming of our lives together with reception of Jesus at communion. Response 180. Latin Mass not being offered at all Catholic churches. Response 181. Liturgical abuse. Response 182. Modesty of dress. Response 183. wearing shorts, tank tops, and flip-flops at mass. Response 184. Failure to teach that the whole substance of Christ is present equally in both sacred species. Response 185. Living liturgically old calendar versus new, removal of holy days. Response 186. Bishops incessant commenting on every issue instead of saving their impact for most important, failure to teach laity how to pray well, practical materialism, failure to teach chastity and the virtue of poverty. Response 187. The novice ordo rite is in and of itself a major contributor to the loss of faith in the real presence. Certain confusing aspects of several Vatican II documents have also contributed to loss of Catholic faith. Response 188. I am an 84-year-old cradle Catholic. Recently I struggled with understanding transubstantiation until I was inspired to think of the word infused, and that made the belief come clear to me. Response 189. Honestly, I think that the barriers to the Church and desire for the Eucharist die in the Church office. Church employees make obtaining the sacraments a chore. I am not saying that we should not have requirements. But the goal should be to meet the needs of people with proper catechesis, not the institution. Diocesan employees are often lazy or also block enthusiasm and desire in the laity with bland one-size-fits-all programs. Response 190. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. The reformation of the liturgy from the TLM to the NO, which encompasses more or less all the factors you listed, says, we don't actually believe this to be true. Response 191. Failure to offer much more frequent times for confession. Failure to offer daily Mass. Failure to teach doctrine without fear in the homilies. Response 192. Veiling. Proper attire while in the presences of Christ. Lack of adoration. Lack of catechism taught from the pulpit. Response 193. Adequate and substantial catechism teaching on the Eucharist. Response 194. The Mass, which is a sacred, ethereal worship requested by God and culminating in the receipt of the body and blood of Christ, has been rebranded as a communal meal where all are welcome and community matters most. To an uncatechized lay person, and even a poorly catechized priest, belief in the real presence has and will continue to falter of man is placed at the center of worship instead of God. Response 195. I think a priest's reverence towards the Eucharist signals to the congregation his belief and exemplifies a reverence by the people. One way I have noticed reverence is by holding the Eucharist between thumb and index finger and keeping the fingers together throughout the Eucharistic prayer, signifying that every particle of the Eucharist is Jesus and that the priest is not careless in understanding that. Response 196. Socializing during the Mass with the handshake of peace. Clapping during Mass, often led by the priest to signify approval of something. Failure of priests to speak the truths of the faith during the homily. Response 197. Catechesis for all ages has been woefully dumbed down. Also, we have our priests trying to administer multiple parishes, stuck in meetings ad nauseam, and absent from teaching across the ages. They aren't therefore allowed to be fathers. I want my father to be present to the family, not absent like in society. Response 198. The omission of 1 Cor 11:29-32, regarding the dangers of unworthy communion, which is read several times each year in the traditional Mass, and never in the new lectionary. Response 199. Catholic education is too expensive and often run by non-Catholics. Religious ed, roughly only 30 to 36 hours a year, is not enough to catechize children whose home life has very little living Catholicism. Often, religious ed is merely seen as daycare, after-school care. Mass should always begin it. Maybe as a teaching Mass, that I have seen how successful this process is at a parish I currently belong to. Response 200. treating the Mass as a hindrance to enjoying the weekend, resulting in jokes during homily, sloppy music, and rushing Mass so it's 60 minutes or less. Response 201. Influence of modern media. It really has an impact, though you can't do much about it.